Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We are excited to be with you today. Now, we would love to hear from you, and you can always send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. And remember, you can always listen to our show. Just go out to the EWTN Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you happen to listen to your podcast. Now, you don't need to hear it from me, but forgiveness is not always easy. It challenges our pride and our pain and even our sense of justice. But in the light of Christ's mercy, we are called to oppose the instincts of our pride and aim for something deeper and truly transformative. We must forgive others as Christ forgives us. We can say that, but sometimes that's hard to do.
Yeah.
But what does it look like in our families, in our communities, and our own hearts? We'll be discussing all about it with our theme for today's show, which is this. What does forgive others as Christ has forgiven you look like? Please, we'd love to hear from you, so give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. Or if you're outside North America, you can reach us at 205-271-2980. And no matter where you are in the world, if you're at home right now, or you're at work, or you're in a nursing home, there are people that you probably need to forgive, whether they're living or dead. So I can't forgive a dead person, they're dead. Well, if you have anger, resentment, bitterness, anything in your heart pertaining to that person, whether living or dead, you must forgive them and let it go. Because the only person you're hurting is yourself.
In the Magnificat yesterday, All Souls Day, we heard this is part of a prayer. For all the dead among those who have harmed us, raise them up, O Lord. It's part of forgiveness, wishing them the best, hoping the best for them. 1-800-221-9460, 205-271-2980. We want to hear from you, how you've done this, how you've forgiven others as Christ forgave you, or the struggle that you have with that. You make this show. Give us a call now and share with us. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our theme for today's show is on forgiveness. And the question is this: what does forgive others as Christ forgave you look like? We would love to hear from you, so give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460, outside North America, 205-271-2980. And you could say, I forgave her once and I'm never forgiving that person again. I forgave him once and I'm never forgiving that person again. You know, and sometimes in marriage and in relationships, the people that you're closest to, maybe it's coworkers and families, those are the people that God uses in your life to make you holy. And so, well, he said this terrible thing, or she did this awful thing. And yes, yeah, some offenses are grievous. They're awful. But we are commanded to forgive and not to hold that offense against them. You cannot do that without God's love because it's supernatural. And, you know, you hear a saying that will say, oh, forgive and forget. Well, if you can't forgive and forget, then forgive every time you remember. And it's choosing by an act of your will to let that person go. And, you know, sometimes we keep accounts, right? We're keeping a list, a running list. Said it again, did it again. I mean, really, it's the humanness of us working it out. Yeah. And then, you know, there is a time to speak to that person to say, when you do this, when you say this, this is offensive, this is hurtful. Because sometimes some people are hurting you and offending you, and they don't even realize that they're doing it. And so that's a time to say, you know, you want to bring your own heart, your own person in to the confessional and say, you know, what is it? If there's something that needs to be revealed in my heart, Lord, because I want to move on. Yeah. I don't want to be stuck in this relationship.
Yeah. Well, the word is forgive others as Christ forgave you. So for me, the focus needs to be on Jesus and what he did and how he did it. He did it willingly, intentionally, freely, faithfully, fully. And as you said, Joy, I need the grace of divine help to do these things. But the point is, as Christ forgave you, have you been forgiven by Christ? Are we understanding that more deeply? I guess we find out how much we understand and how grateful we are when we're hurt and we're sinned against. There's trespasses in our lives. And so many of you are out there saying, Jim, you have no idea what happened to me. Yeah, I don't, and we don't want to belittle anything that's happened to anyone. Or maybe you're the transgressor. Maybe you did it. And can you receive forgiveness? Can you forgive yourself as Christ forgave you freely, willingly, intentionally? That God sent his son searching. He didn't come for the well. He came for the sick, the twisted, the transgressor. He's attracted to those that are doing these things, not because he agrees with them, but because he's misericordiae vultus. He's the merciful face of Almighty God who's looking for people that know they need a savior, they need forgiveness. He's one that forgives, he wants to grant forgiveness to everyone. It's often said that if Jesus just died for one person, he would have done that. I believe if he died for no person, if nobody responded, Christ died for you. And he's waiting for your response. You have to give your response. That's the key thing. If you're worried about going to hell, that's the way you go to hell, that you don't receive the mercy, grace, and forgiveness of God. For most of us, I've received that. I love that. It's a great blessing. But it's put to the test.
Right.
When the transgression is against us, the horror is against us, we become a victim to someone. Something's done to us that is unspeakable. And then we hear the word, forgive as Christ has forgiven. I was speaking to somebody just before the show, and I said, this is the verse that we're looking at, forgive as Christ forgave. What does that look like? And this person said, it looks like pain. And I said, wow, it looks like pain, right. I said, well, that's the crucifixion of Jesus. Jesus is forgiving upon the cross. Thank God we have crucifixes and we look at him. He's marred beyond human semblance because he's bearing our sins and the sins of the whole world. It looks like pain. Mm. It's painful for me to forgive. This one who I trusted, who betrayed me, who was supposed to be taking care of me, comforting me. And this happened to me. Forgive as you've been forgiven. Lord God, help me. Help those people. May today be the day for you that you're able just to say, I let you go. It doesn't mean that you justify the experience and what took place, the horror of what took place. But it means, I let you go. I want you to be raised on the last day to eternal life. I release you. I forgive you.
And I think that's where we get caught in our pride with it all, is that we think that if we forgive him, then that's it. Like, no, I need to hold him accountable for what he did. Like, you're in charge of the justice of it all. And we're not. And so we need to freely. And when we can't say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way, or I'm sorry, I didn't mean, because sometimes in marriage or in relationships, and I'm the boss at work, and sometimes I say things to my fellow employees where I could have said that better. It's important to acknowledge quickly, wow, I could have said that better. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, go over and say, you know, that wasn't the best version of me. I really, and I'm sorry. Mm. When we can't say I'm sorry, there's a sickness in our heart, right? Because then what we're storing up, we're keeping score, we're holding on to resentment, we're holding on to bitterness. There is unforgiveness and there's judgment. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're becoming critical and you become God in your own version, and God help us from that. But that's what we need to be aware of. We need to examine ourselves, and hopefully at the conclusion of every day, we are doing an examination of our own conscience and saying, did I do that right? Are you going to confession? What are you confessing when you're going into confession? Are you complaining all about your spouse and saying he did, she did, they did this to me, or am I just being responsible for all of my responses to this, and they weren't good, and I'm sorry? Those are we have to keep our accounts short. And it could be a grievous thing, or it could be you calling someone an idiot for cutting you off in traffic, or being mean, or flipping you the bird, or, you know, now you're going to pay them back, and how are you going to drive and get them back on the road? Why do we want our hearts in that condition? Yeah. It's our hearts, you know, that need to be purged and clean so that it's ever flowing. Love and mercy and grace is ever flowing.
We got Rosalie from California on the phone. Rosalie, welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy. Your thoughts, reflection, comment. Go right ahead. Rosalie, you're on with Jim and Joy. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi. Good morning. I'm watching your show and I'm super touched. I'm sorry, I'm emotional. The question is, how can you forgive? Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm so emotional.
No. That's okay.
Yes, this is my testimony. What did I do? This man, he promised me that he loved me, and I believe and I know he loved me. And then he promised to marry me. So everything was prepared. Everything in the family was so excited and me. And then 2 months before the wedding, he changed his mind. He said he doesn't want to marry me anymore. I feel I almost died. I can't believe. And then I pray a lot, because for me, he's the man that I'm praying for. It. For me, it's an answer prayer. Mm. And then after that, I said, I don't love you anymore, and I changed my mind. And,
Rosalie, I'm so sorry. And that is extremely painful. And there is an abandonment. You had great hope in this man. You had prayed for this man. And now he said he doesn't want to be married to you. And what you feel like, you feel abandoned, you feel it's so hurt. But you have to, at this point in time, believe with all your heart. You have to forgive him. You have to let him go. You have to detach from all that was that. And you have to believe that God hopefully has someone else in mind for you. Because you would rather this than going into the marriage and then being in the marriage and then him finding himself and saying to you, Rosalie, I don't love you anymore. And that is extremely painful. Very painful, and you have a right to be sad and hurt and lonely and feel abandoned. Those are all your real feelings.
And Lord, I give this all to you. I don't know how to rationally do that, anything else, but I want to grant this person forgiveness. I loose them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't justify what was said or done. And I could still be angry and hurtful and painful, but I want the best for this human being in you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we're trying to understand. We can't know, though. We don't know, you know, what you're going through and your pain. But we're so grateful that you did share with us, because I think you represent many, many people mm-hmm. that have experienced, you know, betrayal or truths that weren't followed through in marriage, in moving towards marriage, various situations. And so it's a mystery, but somehow God will grant you the grace. Maybe he has done so already, because mm-hmm. we didn't get to speak long enough, but to say, I choose as an act of my own will to let this person go. Mm. I wish them well. So we just pray for all of our viewers today, those who didn't call in, but you're just walking through a process. May God grant you the grace and the mercy, and may you say yes to that grace and mercy that's coming to you to let this person go, mm-hmm. for this person to be set free, to do it intentionally and willfully, and to do that. Doesn't mean you're gonna understand everything, it's all gonna be reconciled. You may never be reconciled to the person that you're forgiving, not just this situation, other situations. I'll say, I forgive you if you come to me and say you forgive, mm-hmm. no. While we were yet sinful, Christ died for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. May God grant us all grace and mercy again mm-hmm. and again to forgive other people's trespasses that we might be forgiven. Forgive others and you will be forgiven. Let us forgive freely and faithfully for the best of all people. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are going to go straight to Rome to hear from Joan Lewis and all the latest happenings that she has for us. Joan, what do you have for us today?
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy. It was another big Jubilee weekend in Rome, the Jubilee of Education, and that drew huge crowds. In fact, the Vatican even had to change a venue. The Mass on November 1st had to be moved from inside the Basilica program there out to St. Peter's Square, and there had to be 15,000 to 20,000 people at Mass, and it was a glorious day just like now. Now, of course, Saturday, November 1, was also the Solemnity of All Saints, and during Mass, by the way, Pope Leo proclaimed St. John Henry Newman as a Doctor of the Church, number 38, as a matter of fact. He said of him, he praised him as a master of faith and reason. And the Pope urged educators to form people who may shine like stars in their full dignity and to make schools gateways to a civilization of dialogue and peace. Now there's 38 doctors of the church, by the way, 34 men and 4 women. And also the Holy Father proclaimed John Henry Newman as co-patron, along with St. Thomas Aquinas, of the church's education mission. And interestingly enough, it was Pope Leo XIII who in 1879 named Newman a cardinal. And then just a year later, he proclaimed Thomas Aquinas as the patron of the church's education mission. Now, Sunday, November 2nd, of course, was All Souls Day. The Holy Father prayed the Angelus with the crowd in St. Peter's Square. And then at 4 o'clock, he went to Rome's Verano Cemetery and he celebrated Mass there with about 2,000 faithful. Now, he said, referring to the day, we're not gathered merely to commemorate those who have departed from this world. Our Christian faith, focused on Christ's Paschal mystery, helps us to experience our memories as more than just a recollection of the past, but also and above all, as hope for the future. It's not so much about looking back, but instead looking forward, the goal of our journey, the goal of our journey, looking to the safe harbor God promised us, looking towards the unending feast that awaits us. Now it's fascinating. At 205 acres, Rome's Verano Cemetery is the largest of the city-run seminaries. It's also the most celebrated and the most historic. It's known for its art and its sculpture that decorate so many of the monuments, and also some notable people are buried there. Now, All Saints and All Souls are very important days for it, Italians. They spend a lot of time at the cemeteries. And in those days, you'll find newspapers, even social media, publishing special information, how to get to the seminaries, where to park your car, and then about the shuttle buses that travel inside the cemetery. And Rome is known for a bus with just the letter C on it, no number, C for cemetery. And by the way, the cemeteries are open longer hours in the October 29 to November 5 period, which in this country is known as the remembrance period. So lots of great traditions in Italy. But now, back to you.
Joan, thanks so much for another wonderful report, all the happenings there in Rome. Be sure to join us on Wednesday when we have Catholic author and life and relationship coach Rose Sweet on the show to speak with us about the book, My Type of Holiness. My Type of Holiness. She'll unpack that in a beautiful way. It has to do with various temperaments and perfecting our own temperaments and walking the way of holiness so that we might fulfill God's call upon all of us to become saints in Him. Be kind to one another. Be tender-hearted to one another. Bear with one another. Forgive one another as Christ Jesus forgave you. Say yes. Say yes to the Lord. Don't complicate it. Yes, Lord. God bless you and all of your loved ones. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.